Well, welcome, dear participants, to this conference of post-traumatic growth and therapy for trauma. I welcome you warmly, and I'm so happy that there's so much interest from you in our seminar. And I welcome Monica. She's somewhere perhaps small. Anastasia, who, when I said, let's do this conference, she helped me to bring it about that I didn't have to do this whole mountain of work all by myself. Thank you, Monica. Thank you, Anastasia. And thank you for the to you participants, that you really reacted so well and that we've got this done so quickly with all this technology, to befriend oneself with the technology and to find the translation rooms. And there are so many friends today. There are so many people who I know, so many new faces. Thank you very much. We're not in a hurry through the whole conference. We hope to proceed in a relaxed way. And caring for oneself is the most important thing. We want to learn something. And we're all in this together. And how to care for oneself and not to pass over oneself is the key to everything. To do something good for oneself in order to be able to help others. And so, if there might be problems, these are not problems, but we will be sorting this out together, and in that way we will hope to stay in a relaxed, calm manner, and also to relax one's body. The more relaxed the body is, the more open the earth is, the more the plants can grow. And that is our first subject that we're going to be looking at when we're going to enter into this subject. So the conference came about because we have been offering courses for high sensitivity people. And we've been doing this in Bochum in Germany. And out of the circle of people, people came. How does one manage when one is traumatized? And it seems that there could be a traumatized so maybe you could have a problem, and having been traumatized, you could have a potential for learning something out of this. And we have been working with people coping with stress. And they also asked the question about how does one work with trauma? What can Eurythmy bring? And I said, yes, we want to do this together. And so I'm very glad, because we're not just thinking this out. We had the need to open ourselves, to ask people to come together, so that together we can create a vessel in which something can come about. And so I'd like to offer you as much as we can in this seminar, that we can come further in our questions. And this is not a finished product, but it's something that will be carried on into the future, that we can follow on, and that all of those who want to work with this are invited to join us. We would like to try to use critical concepts which triggers. We will try and avoid triggers. Recently, somebody wrote to me and said, there's a particular word which I cannot bear to hear. Whenever I hear the word hospital, I have to vomit. And there are just these words that can have such a triggering effect on us. And we will try and avoid difficult words, but we can't promise to avoid these words for everybody. So if somebody notices that something which is being spoken about is not doing you any good, then please just stop. Just stop. Come back to yourself. Look for your body. Look into your body. Breathe. And that moment is there that you can learn to take care of yourself. And that is the gift, that you actually can say no. And then find something which does you good, or find somebody who helps you if you have been triggered with a negative effect, and something happens that you can't cope with. So please take care of yourselves. So that was my introduction, and I now open our conference. And the first, I welcome Harold Haas, and I'd like to read a text for Harold and for us, a text that I have worked with for some time. This is by Rainer Maria Rilke, a poet at the beginning of the 20th century, and had, in a very inward way, he lived in an inward way, had a lot of spiritual depth. And this is an excerpt from a letter by writing to a younger poet. Be patient toward all that is unsolved in your heart, and try to love the questions themselves. Like locked rooms and like books, they are written in a foreign tongue. Do not seek the answers which cannot be given you now, because you would not be able to live them. And it is about living everything. Live the questions now. Perhaps you will gradually, without noticing it, some distant day, live into the answer.